Hello, Joel.
Hey, Dr. Michael. How's it going?
It is going great, and
great.
It's so wonderful to be back with everybody in the month of July. This is our first call for the month.
Nice and hot. How are your fireworks? Did you blow some off this year as usual?
Oh, yeah. You know, the biggest thing we try and do is not eat too many of them.
Right.
Because it really causes indigestion. But, you know, you can always sip some green juice, and it calms it down.
Especially, it's even more important to do it after.
Exactly, right.
So we have a great month this month. We have an incredible new membership drive, which is absolutely, as Dave would say, fantastic.
Well, please tell us about it, Joel.
Oh, my goodness. For a $100 purchase, okay, you're getting, again, like the Green Foods Bible, you're getting all the literatures, the CD, the Healing Foods of Miracle Greens. You're getting the catalogs, you're getting the, I'm just off the top of my head, you're getting the new, literature, which is in glossy, great, some great information on that. So my favorite, as you know, the Green Foods Bible, that's just a, you know, gem in itself. But we have the Bottle of Control, which we've added to the membership with a $100 purchase order. We also have 10 packets of the Scoop of Greens. We have 2 packets of the Power Shake. And I think that's about it. The binder with all the information in it as well. The new.
Well, that's a very good deal. Yep.
It's a great deal. So
and you pay, you pay no membership, right?
No membership. It's
right. You can't beat that. Right.
A qualifying order of over $100, and then you actually qualify for that. So.
And the other thing is, let's remind everyone that PHP is one of the few companies that, as long as you you only have to buy every other month, and if you buy $150 every other month, you pay no shipping.
Free shipping, which is great. Very few.
Yeah, because shipping costs a lot of money, and people don't realize how much they spend on shipping.
Yeah, we know about that.
Yep, we do.
So let's just
How about the special for this month? Just remind everybody what it is, because we're going to be talking a little bit about that.
Well, that's the zeolite special. Just off the top of my head, I think that's if you buy 2 zeolites, you actually get 1 free.
You get the sea from nature.
The sea from nature, exactly. But do you also get do we have 1 zeolite for, is it that?
I don't, you know, my computer is not working right this second. I thought it was, anyhow, make sure we check, but I think it says you buy 1 zeolite, you get the 1 size of sea from nature, and if you buy, I think, 2, or the pack, then you get the larger size of the sea from nature, I believe. But, you know, like I said, my computer is down right this second.
Okay. Well, the best thing about the zeolite is eliminating those heavy metals and toxins, right? It's buy 1 full of the zeolite, and you get the sea from nature for free. Oh, what I was thinking about is if you buy 3 fulvic zeolites and you get a free sea from nature as well.
Exactly. Okay. You just get a bigger size.
Yeah, you just get the bigger size. Exactly.
Right. Exactly. That's what I thought it was.
Okay. So the sea from
nature. Anyhow, since zeolite is our monthly special and our sea, I think it's appropriate that we talk about, you know, zeolite. I mean, people don't always, you know, people usually talk about it from a standpoint of, here's what it does. You know, I mean, here's the magic of it. But the reality is, you know, I think it's a great piece of information and a great story just describing how it happens. Where does it come from? And I think what's interesting is we tend to think of natural disasters as being bad, you know, as being very destructive and so on and so forth. But the truth is if we look closely at just about any so-called natural disaster, we always find a silver lining, some benefit that's happened. And this is very true when it comes to volcanic activity. Volcanic ash, when it comes in contact with seawater, actually makes zeolites. So what's a zeolite? A zeolite basically is a small mineral structure that has a very powerful charge, and so that charge automatically is able to attract things, and that's really what it is. And that's simply put, that's all it is. And it's the beauty of simplicity. And what's amazing is it's created by nature herself, because nature knows that there's going to be toxic disturbances that are just going to happen. But on top of that, nature is very sharp and wise to anticipate the fact that Nature's many children, meaning us, we make a mess of the place. And we're causing lots of toxin, pollution, you know, waste products that are everywhere. And so it's amazing to me that the insight that Mother Nature has, that these zeolites have been created since the beginning of time. The zeolites are, you know, in rock formations. I mean, you can find them scattered all over the earth. And it's interesting also to note that almost all volcanoes are within a short distance of ocean water, of the ocean.
Right.
Which means that you're always going to have volcanic ash interacting with seawater to make more zeolites. So it's pretty cool. I mean, that monstrosity of a volcano that just happened, what, a couple months ago in Iceland, no one knows how many pounds, tonnage of zeolite was created just from that. Now, obviously, it has to be, you know, mined and cleaned and so on and so forth, but it's not a real huge, you know, dilemma. But what's interesting, Joel, is that a lot of people say, well, you know, I've never heard of zeolite. And the fact is that zeolites have been around for a long, long time, well over 100 years, and longer than that in terms of use by even primitive cultures who didn't even know what they were doing with it. But up until just about 5 or 6 years ago, zeolites were used heavily, and still are, in industry for industrial cleanup. They have been used in agriculture because they help to absorb toxins in soil. So it's quite amazing. And like I said, about 5 years ago, science figured a way to take the zeolite, not only clean it up, but also make it small enough so it could enter the bloodstream. And so now, instead of just simply having a zeolite product that people used to take in powdered form to help clean out their colon, which it can do, just like all the different kind of clays, now we have a form of it, which we are marketing, that is able to get into the bloodstream and actually penetrate cell walls to actually help pull toxic material out of the cell. That's pretty cool.
Very cool. I mean, so let me get this straight. So it's going to remove heavy metals and toxins, right?
Yeah, it'll help remove benzenes, you know, various polymers, along with heavy metals.
Stuff like asbestos and stuff, and PCBs and dioxins.
It certainly looks like, from the evidence that's out there, that it can handle many, many toxins, many forms of toxins, some of which we're not even aware of yet. Because most toxic material does come with an electrical charge.
Well, most toxins one thing, Michael, you say, I was talking about most toxins. Every time someone says most toxins are synthetic. The man-made,
right.
You know, man-made compounds that are basically found in our homes. Our drinking,
yep, exactly.
And our drinking water, and most of all, our soil.
Yep, exactly.
Right? So how about something like mercury and lead?
Well, right, exactly. Any of the so-called heavy metals. And let's just define this for people, because this is the question that comes up all the time. What's a heavy metal? You know, why do we call it a heavy metal? Well, it's called a heavy metal simply because it's small in size and has weight. So in other words, let's compare mercury to calcium, or compare mercury or compare lead to zinc or iron. Well, the zinc or iron or calcium is a relatively large molecule. It's big. It's a large size. And relatively speaking, it's light in weight considering what the size is. But when you talk about mercury and lead, and some others, molybdenums, titaniums, you know, I'm trying to think of some other ones, arsenic, they are relatively small in size and have even more weight than some of the bigger molecules that are lighter. So that's why they're called heavy metals. Now, this is the secret of how the zeolite works. Because remember, the zeolite is a little chamber. It actually gets created as a chamber. Now, people will often say, okay, well, if I use this, and it's going to pull out my mercury. Well, is it also going to pull out my calcium and my magnesium and my iron? Well, the answer is no, absolutely not. And the reason is simple. Two reasons. Number one, the molecules of calcium, iron, magnesium, so forth, they're too big. They will not fit inside the zeolite chamber. That's number one. Number two, the charge that they possess is relatively weak compared to the charge that you find on mercury, lead, and other heavy metals.
So there's
no attraction, in other words.
Different size, different charge.
Right, exactly. So that's why you're not going to lose the good stuff, the good minerals, by using zeolite. Now, one of the things that people do need to be aware of is a lot of people in the past and still to this day, doctors will recommend that they do chelation therapy. And like EDTA and some of the synthetics and even the natural things, like even doing super high doses of ascorbic acid. The problem with any of those kinds of things, and they will all clean you out, there's no question about it, they are non-discriminatory. They are not able to discern the difference between the heavy metal and the good metal. So while you're pulling your mercury out from your amalgam fillings that you had removed, you're also taking out the calcium, the magnesium, and the zinc, which you want to stay in there. So that's the downside of chelation therapy and things like EDTA. Now, obviously, if people are really, really toxic and they're in a crisis mode, sometimes they have to resort to doing some chelation for a short term just to really save them.
You want to talk about some of the... The symptoms of like toxic overload, like stuff like headaches and
headaches, nausea, flu symptoms. A lot of times, skin breakouts, a lot of rashes,
joint pains.
A lot of people who have been diagnosed with fibromyalgia and Epstein-Barr are really very toxic.
Allergies, right?
Yeah, allergies are big time. And we're seeing this. I mean, you're seeing this in just from this this tragedy in the Gulf of Mexico that. The air quality in those surrounding areas in Louisiana and Mississippi and Alabama, a lot of those people are experiencing rashes and coughs and so on and so forth, and that's just from the air. That's not even the oil.
Wow.
So it's so everyone right now on planet Earth should be using zeolite. And people always ask me, well, how long should I take it? And our comment is, well, we're going to take it as long as planet Earth is a little bit on the polluted side. And so I think we'll probably take it for a while because I don't see things cleaning up anytime soon.
Mm.
So it's a real lifesaver. I mean, it's a real incredible blessing that humans discovered that this could be used as a healthy supplement. It's on the GRAS list. It's generally regarded as safe by the FDA. It has no known side effects whatsoever. That's what's interesting about it. And the one thing I always tell people, there is nothing nutritional about it whatsoever. It's simply a vacuum cleaner. That's all it does.
100%.
It works as a vacuum cleaner inside your body.
100% non-nutritional.
Exactly. 100% non-nutritional. You will not absorb anything from the zeolite molecule. Because some people say, well, isn't the zeolite going to have some particles in it already? And yeah, there's no doubt about it because the zeolite molecule is in itself, element. It's minerals.
Yeah.
But those minerals are held together in such a heavy-duty bond that it takes over 900 degree Fahrenheit to break the bonds.
Wow.
Now, even if you have a fever.
Oh, wait a minute. So
it ain't going to get to 900 degrees.
I just thought of something.
Yes.
I could put this in my coffee? I mean, not my coffee, my tea?
Well, you really could. I mean, you're not going to get... I mean, you can actually put this in any liquid that you're drinking.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and the important thing people need to remember, though, and this is something that often gets overlooked, we always have to remember people who are using zeolite to be sure to drink extra fluid
during
the day, extra water. And remember that if you're drinking any coffee or black tea or alcohol, that is not liquid. That's not hydration. That actually dehydrates you.
And you forgot the most important one, soda.
What's
pop.
That? Exactly, soda pop, yes. Well, you and I drink our Dr. Peppers every day, don't we?
Dr. Pino.
stuff. Yeah.
Any kind of soda.
But yeah,
as well.
You got to stay away from anything that with caffeine and anything with alcohol because those things will dry you out. And like for example, if you have a cup of coffee, and let's say it's 6 ounces of coffee, and it's just regular, not super strong, not espresso, you need to drink 12 additional ounces of water just to offset the dehydration effect of that coffee.
Right. It's highly dehydrating. Exactly.
Same as a beer. You drink a 12-ounce beer, you got to drink 24 to 36 ounces more water just to break even.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's amazing. So, yeah, there's no point in it, and plus, it's just polluting our body more.
Right.
Yeah. So that's the real magic of what we have here. Now, you know, obviously we're giving the sea from nature away with the zeolite. And so, you know, the question is, well, all right, why do we put those together? Well,
would I take sea from nature if I was doing the zeolite?
Well, we talked about the fact that ascorbic acid itself is a great chelator. But the vitamin C, when it's in a form of food, does not act as a chelator. I mean, you'd have to take tons and tons and tons of it. But the reality is that vitamin C is operative in every cell in the human body. And so by keeping enough vitamin C in your system while you're detoxifying, it's going to assist your body in detoxification approach. Because in other words, your body needs vitamin C to pull off detoxification. When you're using ascorbic acid as the detoxifying agent, if you're not taking in some vitamin C in a food form, you're going to really mess your system up. So in other words, the vitamins, what people have to realize is nature designed it so that everything fits together.
Okay.
This is why isolated nutrients, this is why ascorbic acid doesn't work as a nutrient. This is why drugs can be very toxic and why drugs have a list of side effects longer than their benefits.
Okay.
Because they are toxic in nature and they are designed for a therapeutic effect to usually work on a symptom that the body is experiencing at the expense of adding toxins.
Wow.
So it's really, people need to be more, much more aware that when the doc, you know, when a woman goes to their doctor, and the doctor tries to scare them into thinking they've got osteoporosis, and they want to give them Boniva or Fosamax or one of these things, I always tell people, you know, read the side effects before you ever take one of those pills, and ask the doctor, you know, are you taking this? You know, and most of the time, doctors don't take this stuff. It's interesting. Okay, they sell it, but they don't take it. Now that's a clue. Now compare that to you and I, Joel. We're talking about these products that we use every day.
Right.
So I mean, there's a big difference. Okay. And we're not claiming to be medical doctors. We're claiming to be people offering information. And by the way, folks, one of the value that we are providing with these calls is so you as a listener can go to your back office anytime. It's also available for a week after the call. So from the 15th to what, the 22nd or whatever that is, 7 days, you can access this and other people can access it by just giving them the phone number and the PIN if they didn't have a chance to listen to it. But more importantly, you can always go to your back office, and you can go to the call that's dated July 14th, 10, and you can download that. You could put it on a CD. You can just burn a disc with it, and you could give it to somebody. So in other words, someone right now who's listening to this is listening to a recorded version that one of our members handed them. This is called duplication. This is how we grow and spread the value of the products we have. We need you to do that. We can't do it alone. So that is that's the tool we're giving you, and we hope that you'll please use it because these are very, very good tools. I think, you know, I know Joel uses them.
Absolutely. Let me ask you this.
Yes, sir.
For improving my digestion, would the zeolite be good? How about for my immune system? How about for blood glucose? How about for allergies or the liver or kidneys? You know, alkalization, you know, blood and tissue, you know, maybe just a couple of things I'm bringing up. Just off the top of my head, I'm thinking of some things. How
right.
about free radical defense? How about, like, protection from toxins? Can you kind of comment on any of those things? And
well, yeah, no, actually, and next week I think we're going to spend more time in talking about specific health conditions that are being directly affected by toxins.
Right.
Where the medical profession doesn't even deal with them like that. And they try and deal with symptom management, which only works short time. And some of these kind of conditions, as you mentioned, allergies are one. Hormone imbalance is a huge one. One of the main problems with the whole menopause symptom of, you know, the hot flashes and everything else that people get during the so-called change of life is often related to hormone imbalance that is directly caused by toxins.
But what about inflammation?
Same thing, inflammation. Inflammation is nothing more than the body sending its warriors to a place in the body where there's an injury, an insult, or too much toxic buildup.
So bone and joint disorders, probably like...
Oh, bone and joint. And see, and that's one of the things. Many, many people who are dealing with chronic fatigue and especially fibromyalgia who have tremendous joint pain, they have been incredibly helped by using zeolite with vitamin C and like with our cherry juice or like with our barley juice or our kamut. I always say to get the best bang for the buck with zeolite, take 5 to 7, work up to doing 5 to 8 drops 3 times a day, or if you can do and comply with it, the best way to use it is to take 2 drops every hour. Now, most people aren't going to do that because, you know, that's a lot of effort. But if you're dealing with a serious condition like cancer or diabetes or heart disease, hey, you're willing to do whatever you have to do to help yourself. And then, so keeping it in your bloodstream is the key. Now, it will only stay in your bloodstream 6 to 8 hours. So in other words, you've got to take it at least 3 times a day or at least every 8 hours to keep the detoxification going. And once you start detoxifying, Joel, it's crucial that you don't go into the start and stop mode because you confuse the body and the body gets unsure of its ability to release the stuff. And this is what we're going to talk about this a lot more next week and the week after, because people really need to understand clearly how to safely detoxify so that they're working in harmony with their body. That's crucial.
Well, it seems like the zeolite would be a pretty safe way of detoxification.
It's very safe. It's the safest thing there is. But what I'm saying is you don't want to start taking zeolite and take it for 3 or 4 days and then say, all right, well, I'm not going to do it for a week. Okay, and then go back.
Do I continue?
That's worse than if you hadn't started at all. If you're going to start a program and you know you're going after a particular problem. I mean, let's say that you, like most of us on planet Earth in the last 100 years, you know, have been or are still walking around with a mouth full of amalgam fillings,
right.
You know, which means you got a lot of mercury. And by the way, science says that every time you drink a hot beverage or you chew something that's warm, or even just chew vigorously, you are releasing mercury vapors into your bloodstream. Now, isn't that fun?
And what about when you brush your teeth?
You can do that too. Exactly.
I heard if you use an electric toothbrush, forget it.
Right. Yeah. You don't. Yeah. If you're using any kind of and obviously you want to brush your teeth well, but if you've got amalgam fillings, you want to really be careful not to put a lot of abrasion against the actual filling. It's crucial.
Okay.
You know. Stick with your gums more. And amalgam fillings, by the way, really cause damage to the gums. So it's very important to take care of your gums with proper brushing and also doing, like, and we've talked about this before, but mentioned again, the oil pulling, where you take a teaspoon of coconut, of our tropic oil, our coconut oil, you put it in your mouth and you swish it around your gums and teeth for 20 minutes, because that is a great adjunct as a detoxifier, especially if you've got amalgam fillings and or if you're just doing zeolite for a detox, because it really cleans the mouth out and helps to pull the toxins out of the bloodstream.
Wow, that's great.
So it's a phenomenal combination.
That's great. And let me ask you this. It would also probably be proper and good to add a green drink to this whole regimen.
Always put, I recommend, if you can, to put the drops of zeolite in a green drink. And here's why, Joel.
Every time?
Every time. And here's why. Okay. The reason is that magnesium, as we all know, is a mineral. And magnesium is in any green vegetable. I mean, that's one of the main functions. That's what's in chlorophyll, is magnesium. Okay. Magnesium is the metal that fires what's called the ATP molecule.
Oh, the energy molecule. Good old energy,
The good energy molecule in the body. Now, if you have lots of magnesium that's always floating around, that ATP molecule, that energy molecule, will have no trouble finding a molecule of magnesium to bond to, which then fires it as a molecule, as a complex, which then provides the energy.
Okay.
But if you're lacking in magnesium, which has obviously an electrical charge, that all minerals have an electrical charge, but the charge of magnesium is not as strong as the charge of lead or mercury. So if you've got mercury gas that's been floating around your body, or you've got extra lead because, you know, as a kid you ate some lead paint like all of us did, and it's still in your system.
I still do.
Exactly. Then that lead or that mercury is going to bond to that ATP energy molecule, and guess what happens? It don't fire.
Right. Doesn't kind of shut down.
Sluggish instead of feeling energized. That's one of the reasons why people feel so blah when they're toxic, because their ATP molecule is not getting the magnesium it needs.
Wow.
So you
got to
flood the body
with
greens.
Get on track.
You can't do too much green juice when you're detoxifying, because in itself, the greens also, the chlorophyll-rich green food, is also excellent and aiding detoxification.
Okay. So once again, let's get back to our special. Okay.
Yes.
So our special is buy one fulvic zeolite.
Yes.
Right. And receive one sieve from nature for free.
Which I think the 90 size, right?
Yes, 90 capsules.
And, right. And if you buy the three pack of zeolite, what do you get?
You get the same thing, a free sieve from nature.
But you get the 270 size.
The larger size. Exactly.
You get the larger size of seed from nature. You know, this is such a wonderful special that really, if we had made a package, you know, we could have made a package with zeolite, seed from nature,
and
tropic oil,
and
the Kamut blend.
Yeah.
And that would be an incredibly good, complete package. And I recommend everyone use those products while you're using zeolite, because it's going to aid you immensely in many, many ways. And keep in mind, and we don't have time this week, but we're going to go into this also the next couple of weeks, is one of the factors that comes up is people know about, if you detoxify too fast, you can have flu symptoms. You know, you don't feel.
Yeah,
good.
We're going to go through all this.
That's a whole thing. But keep in mind that one of the advantages of using zeolite is it limits that happening over the other conventional ways of detoxification. And the reason is simple, is because it traps the toxin, and the poor liver doesn't have to get in the act and try and figure out what it is.
Perfect. A great place to also detoxify is, if we all know, the Pure Planet Oasis. So
exactly. You might
everyone.
Do a little. I think it's ongoing for June and July.
Yeah, we have a great special. I don't know exactly what it is, but I know it's great because Dave mentioned it a few weeks ago, and I was actually blown away by it. But Let's everyone just write.
I believe,
down.
If I'm not mistaken,
I'm
I
sure.
think it's $100 a day.
I don't want to say the exact price, but let's go to the website or call into the office.
Yeah, go to the website. But the bottom line is, you get all of the supplements you need to be on the fast, and you also get unlimited use of an infrared sauna. You have options available of having deep tissue massage. There's daily exercise classes, yoga classes, and since Joel and I have both been there, and I've been there many, many times, it is truly a beautiful paradise that is well worth just going to for the relaxation and the rejuvenation that you get from being in a natural environment like that.
I'm still relaxed. I mean, it's probably the best place to go to detoxify, but I know all of our listeners take notes during these calls, as they should, but you want to write down www.pureplanetoasis.com. That's www.pureplanetoasis.com. Please, everyone, just take a quick glance, look at the website, read a little bit about, you know, look at the galleries, look at the activities, look at the calendar, and even look at some of the testimonies. There's some great stuff on there. It's, I singly believe that it's like probably the best place of its kind.
I think you're right, Joel, and Dave has done a very, very excellent job in taking which was really just a home of a couple, and turning it into a very, very nice retreat with nice rooms and nice facility. I mean, it's and great walking trails. You can walk for a mile walking trail, and you can walk up Lake Isabella. I mean, you'll see some wild animals. It's great. It's worth going to for no other reason than to be in nature.
Right.
And then you get all the other benefits too, so you can't go wrong.
So on that note, we're just about out of time, Dr. Michael. It's been great.
Yes,
again.
Well, let's remind everyone that next week we're going to be continuing talking about we're going to talk more about health conditions that are related specifically to toxins, which the medical profession doesn't address, and how getting into a good detoxification program along with proper rebuilding and remineralizing the body, we can help ourselves to regain health. And keep in mind, PHP is based on the Hippocratic notion that the body is self-healing if we simply give it the right tools.
That is great. Well, anything else?
Just for everyone to be happy and keep smiling and don't let the world get to us. The world's a crazy place right now, but as long as we stay happy and we stay positive, that can make a big difference in many people's lives.
Wonderful. Be safe, be happy, and be well. All the best.
God bless. See you next week.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.